Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. Today, the Northfield Public Schools is experimenting with a unique type of school day, a practice e-learning day. The goal is to refamiliarize families, students, teachers, and staff with e-learning day procedures without the pressure associated with early morning decisions. The practice day is also to ensure that everyone knows what websites they need to go to and what passwords they'll need to have ready. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Matt Hillman described e-learning days as a bridge between winter events where students keep the momentum going.
The secondary level, all of our middle school and high school students check in with a class period at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so they do that initial check-in. That's the attendance. They get the grounding for the day. Mm-hmm. And then their class periods, while they're not Zooming into their classes, they have activities that they're working on at home, assignments that they're working on at home, and their teachers are available during what would be their class time. It's an abbreviated schedule.
The district e-learning policy is that the first full school day canceled due to winter weather will not be replaced with an e-learning day. The second and subsequent school closures will be replaced with e-learning days. We'll have more information and links to the district policies on our website in today's news. Applications for the high school's renovation core planning team are now open. The team will play a vital role in shaping the future of the high school by guiding key design decisions, establishing priorities, and ensuring the vision aligns with the community's needs. The group will meet 8 times from mid-December to April and tour other Minnesota schools as well. Applicants must be able to attend all meetings, and Dr. Hillman says they're trying to represent many groups in the process.
It's very intentionally distributing different stakeholders, making sure that teachers from each department have a voice, you know, on that core planning team, that parents of middle school and high school, a few each, you know, a couple of high school parents, a couple of middle school parents, you know, one at-large community member, a representative from the city of Northfield, the Northfield Police Department, all of those administration, you know, all of those kinds of folks are involved. So up to about 45 people.
Applications are due by 9 p.m. on December 8th. We'll have the link to the Northfield Schools website with more information and application in today's news. Since there are limited spots on the core planning team, the district will also host a public input event on December 17th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the high school's Media Center. Tomorrow is the 24th year of the Northfield Rotary Club's Turkey Trot. The Turkey Trot will begin at Carleton College's White Center at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving. The course then winds through the northeast section of town. The cost of the race is $30. Runners and walkers can sign up in person at the White Center on race day, beginning at 8 a.m. Event organizer Scott Richardson described the environment of the event.
Such a collegial atmosphere, but yeah. You know, you'll see people who run into people that graduated from high school with, went to elementary school with, and I always said it's kind of Facebook before Facebook, because
the funds from the event go to support the Rotary Exchange program. For teams who registered early, t-shirt pickup is tonight from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the White Center. The Rotary Club asks that team members pick up their shirts early to help reduce congestion ahead of the race. The event starts Thanksgiving morning at 9 a.m. Rice County law enforcement agencies began their annual wave of holiday DWI enforcement this week. The campaign, which is part of a larger statewide effort, will continue through New Year's Eve. Here's Mike Hansen with the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety.
This is a very busy time of the year. It's a festive time of the year, and it's the time of the year when, you know, any fatality crash or serious injury crash is always a tragic event. But when they occur around the holidays, it makes it even that much worse.
Extra patrols from local and state law enforcement will be on patrol from now until the end of the year. With Thanksgiving tomorrow, KYMN programming will look slightly different for the holiday. Tomorrow, there'll be no morning show or news updates. Rich and Ryan will have Friday off, and Logan will be taking over the morning show with the first edition of Have Yourself a Classic Christmas. The Friday morning show will be music-focused, but still have state news, the weather, and funeral notices. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net, wishing you all a happy, safe, and thankful Thanksgiving.